Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk on KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up next hour, the triple play. Nick Roman, A. Martinez, and yours truly, we're going to preview the Major League Baseball season opening day today. We'll talk Dodgers and Angels. That's coming up next hour. But right now, it's the backlog at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. With us, the executive director of the Port of Long Beach, Mario Cordero. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us. We appreciate it. What's going on with all the ships at anchor? I was in Long Beach over the weekend. I couldn't believe how long that line was.
Well, thank you, Larry, for having me on your show. So, yes, we have a lot of volume coming in to the San Pedro Bay complex, so we're very busy. So I think the good news on this is obviously, from our perspective, it's a year of recovery, and we're a big impact or positive impact on the economy. And obviously, this reflects the consumer demand that we're seeing here in the United States.
Well, and how much of this is a factor of the typical shipping cycles being turned upside down by the pandemic?
Well, I think there is a factor leading to that because this surge began late fall of last year, and some of that was as a result of the cargo that was backed up from the epicenter of manufacturing in the global community, which is China. That backup cargo began to come into the fall, and also the shippers' decision to kind of increase or replenish their inventory at the warehouses here in Southern California. So needless to say, again, I think that's a factor, including the fact that the imports of medical supplies and PPEs all related to COVID-19 has obviously skyrocketed, given the scenario that we've been here in the past year.
Does it take longer to unload the containers at the Port of Long Beach because of pandemic protocols?
Well, yes, it does. But on the other hand, keep in mind that the container vessels that we are receiving today are a lot larger than they were even 10 years ago. So back in 2011, the average vessel that came in here was about 8,000 TEU containers. So right now at the Port of Long Beach, we have one at anchor, which is as large as 19,000. So obviously, the time that it takes to unload and load a vessel of that capacity obviously has increased. So that is a factor. Correct.
Also joining us, in addition to the executive director of the Port of Long Beach, Mario Cordero, is Captain Kip Lutit, who's executive director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California, which operates the vessel traffic service for the ports of L.A. and Long Beach. Captain Lutit, thank you for being with us. What do things look like today, just looking at your screens there with the current demand?
Well, thank you, Larry, for having me on your show. As of 7 o'clock this morning, there were 52 container vessels in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And of those, 27 were at anchor awaiting a berth, and 25 were at a berth offloading or loading cargo. And that roughly 50-50 split of roughly 50 container vessels is what we have seen for the past couple weeks.
And how does that compare to what you would typically see in the number of ships at anchor waiting for a berth?
That's a great question, Larry. The normal number of container ships at anchor is 0 to 1. They rarely anchor because of their just-in-time delivery and liner service operations. And that 0 to 1 is often just because of a backup such as fog for a few hours. So this is very abnormal to have this many. The record was 40 on the 1st of February, so 27 this morning is an improvement.
All right. And so with your team trying to keep track of all this, Are there any particular trends that you're seeing that you could point out in terms of time that ships are spending at berth compared to the past, or anything to just kind of further illuminate what's going on?
Well, we watch the ships from 100 miles offshore to when they approach the port at 25 miles. We take control of them there to make sure they safely get either to an anchor or a berth. In terms of trends, as I mentioned, we've come down from that high on the 1st of February and kind of leveled out at the levels that we are now. Our function is very much like an air traffic control tower to ensure safe, secure, efficient, reliable, and environmentally sound maritime transportation, so people like Mr. Cordero in the ports can then move the cargo to the destination.
We're talking with Captain Kip Luted, Executive Director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California. Also with us from the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association, Manager of Government Affairs. The association is a trade group representing terminal operators and ocean carriers operating on the West Coast. Jessica Alvarenga, thank you very much for joining us. Share with us what's going on. Just please further elaborate on why so many ships are having to wait for a berth.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you, Larry, for having me on your show. There is an infinite amount of issues. We can't really put our finger on one issue and say that that's causing congestion across the board, because it really is a supply chain issue, not just a Port of LA Long Beach issue. And so there was a dip back in February of 2020 in cargo when we noticed that the pandemic started affecting Asia. Their ports came to a stop, their manufacturing came to a stop. And so we started seeing the ripple effects of it here even before we started our lockdowns in March. So that dip did stand for a few months. And then we saw a surge come summer when the operations in Asia started opening up. And when PPE suddenly started becoming in very high demand, and then we saw a demand in items that became necessary to accommodate the changes that we all had to adjust to. So home office equipment, desks, computers, office chairs, home workout equipment, most gyms were closed. And if they weren't closed, many people opted to work out at home, maybe people who previously never worked out at home and didn't have the equipment. And so we really saw an influx of goods, of things that people were purchasing, since they were no longer spending their money in experiences and outings. They were purchasing things that needed to come across through the ports of LA, Long Beach. And so we've been seeing the surge since the summer months. And let me just say that since July, we've been, the ports of LA and Long Beach together have been handling over 1,600,000 TEUs every month since. With that, our warehouses in Southern California are also at capacity. So there is no more space. And so it's really difficult to clear out the containers that are on our terminals when there's no place to send them to. The warehouses are absolutely maxed.
Well, and I'd have to assume that you've got container supply issues, too, just because of what's going on with all this. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. That's Jessica Alvarenga, who is Manager of Government Affairs, Pacific Merchant Shipping Association, the Executive Director of the Port of Long Beach, Mario Cordero, with us, and Captain Kip Luted of the Marine Exchange of Southern California. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on Air Talk. Good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about the traffic jam of ships at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, finding out what are the various factors that seem to be at play, and then also what that means for you in being able to get the shipped good in a timely manner that you're expecting. Jessica Alvarenga with us from the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association. Jessica, just to continue, is it also difficult to come up with containers just because of all the stuff that can't get into warehouses or is sitting waiting to be delivered in containers?
Yeah, with manufacturing on the rise to meet the demands, they need more containers to put things in, and some of our containers are tied up. We have some on the terminals. There are six of them. A lot of our terminal operators and even the Port of Long Beach leased out extra space to put these containers on to relieve some of the congestion. We have containers in our warehouses that are at capacity. We have containers sitting on chassis in parking lots just because there's nowhere to put them, and there's so many of them coming in, way too many to handle as quickly as we need to. So, yes, that is indeed a factor as well.
And what does this mean then for consumers who are waiting delivery of goods? We know, like, you know, Peloton, of course, you have to wait quite a while to get it because of the huge demand for the networked bicycles. But, you know, just to get a variety of other things, are we seeing delays in people getting those deliveries?
Yes, that actually is a great example. Many people purchasing Peloton bikes do not expect the type of delay that they're having. It's maybe weeks, sometimes months, for them to receive it. Last night, I saw Loose Leaf Boba post on Instagram that they were apologizing to their customers. They were going to have to use a different type of boba because the bobas they normally use are tied up outside of the ports of LA Long Beach. So it's a variety of different customers who are going to have to wait on their items much longer than they're used to, especially in the world of Amazon, when we expect our things to arrive at our doorstep within 24 hours. That is probably not going to be the case for the next few weeks or months with the majority of the items that are stuck currently at our ports.
Mario Cordero, Executive Director of the Port of Long Beach. When you look at the pace of unloading the container ships you've got in berths there, is the pace of unloading consistent with what you've seen in the past, or is it slower now because of the PPE protections that employees are using?
Well, Larry, fortunately, I can represent that it's consistent. Here, we've been fortunate here because of the advocacy that you've seen here from this industry for vaccination distribution for the men and women on the docks. I think that has substantially mitigated the situation we were in back in February with regard to the workforce. So the men and women on the docks and labor continue to work around the clock with regard to the loading and unloading of the vessel. The issue comes, as Jessica was referencing, once the container is unloaded from the vessel and onto the terminal, then the issue is how fast that container goes out the terminal and onto the supply chain and the corridor. So there's a major question, which, again, in my view, lessons learned that we need to think of a 24/7 model here in Southern California in terms of how we operate the ports.
Well, and that's been floated, pun intended, for a long time. Is that really a serious consideration that the port might go to the 24-hour model?
Well, it's not going to be any time in the near term. That has to commence with the port here, the complex, and then again as a model of the supply chain. But I will say this to your question. It's been elevated to the point that recently the CEO of one of the largest container carriers, Jeremy Nixon of the ONE, he simply stated that the one of the problems is they pick up these containers from a part of the world, Asia, that operates 24/7, and then they come to the United States to a part of the world that doesn't. So I think we need to have that serious discussion here in terms of how we move to a different model in the years to come, so that lessons learned from a crisis is, again, given the demand and the importance of this container gateway, the largest gateway in the United States, which approximates the most important trade region to the United States, Asia, we need to start thinking now in terms of a different mode of operation.
And is there a problem with the actual delivery of the retail goods to the consumer? Is that a choke point as well? Because it would seem that if you got warehouses that are overflowing, because that merchandise somehow can't be delivered to the consumer, right?
Right. I mean, like I said, it's a confluence of factors. And, you know, Jessica mentioned a number of them, including the fact that we live in an e-commerce world today. You know, consumers now can shop 24/7. It's not restricted to like 9 to 5 p.m. You could shop at midnight. You could shop at 4 in the morning. And, of course, the Amazon state of mind is that the consumers want their cargo or their goods tomorrow. So with that, again, the good news is I think there's a lot of conversation in the industry in terms of efficiencies, reliability, using technology. So I think, again, overall, I think it's fair to say that the congestion and the demand of the imports that are coming into the country are, that's the case in many of our container gateways in the nation. But I think, again, it's a sign that we are in a year of recovery. I mean,
all right. So that's the positive side of this. Thank you so much, Mario Cordero, Executive Director of the Port of Long Beach. My thanks as well to Captain Kip Ludit and to Jessica Alvarenga, Pacific Merchant Shipping Association. Much more to come in hour two.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.